whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Welcome to Company Break, a program dedicated to the companies and organizations in our local area, giving them a chance to talk about what services they can provide for you, our WCRI listeners. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting today with representatives from Wild Birds Unlimited in Warwick, on Route 2 near Trader Joe's, if I remember my commercials correctly, that Jane is always talking about, and Jane is here today. Jane Finley, the voice of Wild Birds Unlimited.
That's
welcome,
right.
Jane.
Yes, I may be the voice, but I'm not the the total expert that everyone comes in and says they want to talk to Jane because Jane knows.
Right.
Well, it's a team.
There are
effort.
Others.
Oh yes.
And you have brought two of the important ones with you. Richard Del Sesto is here, the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited. Welcome, Richard.
Well, thank you, Mike. It's a pleasure to be here. I don't know about the important part, but it is wonderful to be here.
And the other voice you're going to hear today is Suzanne French, and she is the manager of the store. Welcome, Suzanne.
Thank you, Mike.
Suzanne is going to be of few words compared to Jane. And
that is... true.
But we will have her involved, and we're going to find out lots of things about Wild Birds Unlimited. First of all, I do have to compliment Richard and Suzanne in selecting Jane to be the voice, because she does a fantastic job. She comes in here probably once a month or so, records mm-hmm. several commercials, and they're all very informative. And our clientele that listen to our station always say, you know, I heard that thing about the squirrels, or I heard that thing about the hummingbirds, or the different things that go on. And so, Jane, this is an on-air compliment.
Well,
I
appreciate that very much. But what's interesting is that is the same thing that we do at the store. Mm-hmm. And so I figured, why would I come and do a commercial saying, oh, we've got this, we've got that, you know, instead, we want to do what we do in the store, which is to educate and inform. And we really don't pressure sell. And so when someone comes into the store, they're getting the same kind of information that I've been giving on the commercials.
Okay. Well, let's get back to the original part of the conversation. When Wild Birds Unlimited started 23 years ago in the Warwick location, right? Is that correct, Richard?
That is correct.
And you purchased the store, and it is a franchise, a national or international franchise?
It is actually technically international, United States and Canada. Who mm-hmm. knows if it'll go beyond those borders, but that's
right.
Where it sits.
And so you purchased a franchise because you were growing up as a bird man. No, you just were always interested and found yourself just in a situation where you wanted to do something like this.
One of the best things I've ever done, and it came about innocently enough where I was just exploring what I wanted to do with the rest of my life, and I'd always had an interest in bird feeding and birds, but I would not have qualified myself as an expert. Mm-hmm. But after a little research, I realized it was exactly what I was looking for, and haven't looked back.
Excellent. And we did find an expert in our midst with Suzanne, who has got a background in educational studies, shall we say. How's that? And just give us a little bit about your background and how you got involved. And it was quite a few years ago, right?
I've been with Wild Birds Unlimited for quite some time. I grew up, of course, growing up in Rhode Island, you can't help but be surrounded by nature and the ocean, and that kind of thing actually gets people to experience it up close. I started off wanting to be a marine biologist, but at some point, shorebirds were just too exciting, and that piqued my interest, and I'm just a bird nut now.
A bird nut. All right. Wow. Now, as far as clientele is concerned, as they come into the store, they are going to, ask for Jane because that's who they hear. But there are lots of people, Jane, that can answer the questions and so forth.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the big things about your business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we love to empower our staff, and that happens through education. The franchise itself has lots of information so that when we're talking to customers, we're giving the right information about birds, about feeding, about the right kind of seed. And, so we want to be able to feel good about our whole staff being able to do that with the customers that come in.
Richard, there's a website people can go to and look at as they're listening to the show, if they'd like to, that might give them more information. And does one of you know what the website address is?
WBU.com/Warwick. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
How appropriate that you're on Twitter.
That's right.
Yeah, very appropriate. All right, so people can check that out as we go along here if they have other questions. So let's get some logistics about the store. It's on Route 2, as I mentioned, near in the Trader Joe's Plaza. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And store hours?
Usually 10 to 6. On Friday, we're open until 7. And on Saturday, we open a little earlier, 9 to 6. And then on Sunday, it's 11 to 4. So get there early.
All right. Yeah. 11 to 4 on Sunday. So there you go. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, zip down to Wild Birds. Now let's get to some of the specifics, Jane, that you talk about on the air.
Okay.
And things, for example, probably the most frequently asked questions is squirrel proofing.
Yes. Yes. I mean, we know what, by just the look on their face when they come in, that the squirrels have just really taken them for a ride. And so when we give information about squirrel proofing, it has to be very clear and concise and you know that they can understand it. We have squirrel proof feeders. There's a lot on the market that aren't squirrel proof. We have squirrel proof pole systems, and there are a lot of poles that are available on the market that aren't squirrel proof. And so we need to differentiate what works and what doesn't. And so that's one of the things that we do.
Now, Richard, do you have trade shows, I presume, like most other businesses, where you would go and see these new products and new inventions and so forth?
We do, Mike. And actually, just came back from one recently at the end of June, and it's fascinating. It's kind of exciting because you do see some new products about to be launched. You get to meet some wonderful people. And we're very fortunate in that there are quite a few products made in Rhode Island that we carry. And it's not just the fact that they're made in Rhode Island. They're high-quality products. So We're boastful of that.
Excellent. Do you find products changing, for example? Was it at one time appropriate to have hummingbird food that was red in color, and then all of a sudden it was discovered that, no, that's not right, that's a dye or whatever is in there, it shouldn't be that way? Do you find those things changing over the years, evolving?
Absolutely. Like anything, you know, knowledge improves, expertise changes, and they're always, there's one company that we carry feeders from, Brome. They're very meticulous. They are probably 3 years into testing a suet squirrel-proof feeder, and they haven't released it because it isn't perfect yet. So there's just constant testing and improving.
Testing for 3 years for a bird feeder.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Good thing they weren't in charge of the Apollo program.
But it is rocket science.
Okay. I'm sure there is. All right. If I were to ask Suzanne what is the most frequently asked questions other than squirrel problems, what would come up in the store as somebody coming in saying, oh, I need this or I need that? What's probably your most popular item?
Mostly people ask, what kind of seed can I use to get what type of bird? And it's a very important question because birds feed at different levels in your yard and they eat different seeds. Most of your backyard birds love to eat black oil sunflower seed, and they want to eat fresh, good seed. They don't want to have seed that has been sitting around for a long time getting stale. And if you get seed at a discount store that isn't a quality seed, it's filled with things that they don't want to eat that they flick onto the ground, which Jane is always telling people on her segments.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's true. And up to 95% of what is in some of the bags that are sold at different stores is seed that the birds actually don't eat, but they disregard or else they can't even digest. And so that's a big consideration, especially when people are saying, well, it's less expensive. Well, actually, it's more expensive because they're buying things that the birds don't eat. So
do the seeds that they don't eat tend to attract the stuff that gets thrown on the ground? Is that
it's actually a big troublemaker, because it's going to draw the kind of wildlife that you don't want in your yard, including rodents and overnight guests like rats and, you know, just other things that you don't want in your yard.
So you're being, you know, a little bit prejudiced. And we do have a client called Wild Rats Unlimited. that might come in and take exception with that. No,
it is actually we always listen for things like that because it's especially important. You don't want to make this hobby into something that people don't like. You want to make it into something that they do like. And having the efficiency of the bird seed is very important. You know, whether it's got a shell on it or whether it's the shell has been taken off. So, you know, those are all things that are going to draw the right kind of birds to the feeder, and you enjoy the hobby so much more.
Richard, yeah, I was just going to say to you, I like the word hobby that came in there a little bit. This is something that people don't have to do. It's something they want to do.
I think it truly is a universal hobby. I can't imagine anyone not gaining some enjoyment from this hobby. We have customers that are age 5. We have customers that are literally age 95, and certainly many in between. And again, just, you know, it's a sense of relaxation. I think we all truly, whether we know it or not, want to connect with nature, and this allows for that.
I have a house in downtown Providence that has a little courtyard area, a little yard, and I was very happy to find out that I had the correct bird bath because it's made of stone and not of plastic, and I learned that lesson from Jane in one of the commercials that sometimes you don't want that slippery, slimy plastic bird bath, right? So products like that and things like better ways to watch the birds will come up as we go into our second segment. We'll pause just a moment and be back with more of Wild Birds Unlimited in Warwick. Welcome back to Company Break. I'm Mike Mano, and we are sitting with Wild Birds Unlimited in Warwick, and the owner is here, Richard Del Sesto, and the manager, Suzanne French. And our radio voice of Wild Birds, Jane Finley, is here. And we've been talking about some of the things that they carry in the store and the fact that feed is a major, major part of what you do, Richard. You have food for all kinds of creatures.
Yes, hard to believe, but we do have bird food. And in essence, it really is the most important things we sell, because as good as our feeders are, I'd like to think, it's all about the food. The birds don't care about the feeders as much as, obviously, the food.
Right. And do people come in and have a particular kind of bird? They could be someone that's not well-educated in the field. I when I think of a bird, I think of a robin. Does anybody come in and say, I want to feed a robin, or do they look for other birds to attract?
Yeah, it's fairly common. I think we all have birds that we're more familiar with. Some are seed-eating, some are not. But that's what we're there for. And we ultimately want to know what the customer is trying to accomplish, and hopefully we can help them with
that.
Well, see,
I think I might have just learned something. You said some are seed-eating and some are not.
Right. And there's also ways to kind of fine-tune it, which is part of what we do.
So, but let me get back to that. Some eat seed and some don't. Aren't all birds eating seeds?
No. There are some that just do either insects or fruit or berries from trees, things like that, some that we don't see at feeders at all. Hmm. So, orioles, for instance, are going to come in certain times of the year, and they're just going to have, you know, they are going to eat caterpillars, which is great, but they're also going to have, you know, some jelly, some grape jelly, which is unusual, and orange halves as well.
And all right, so basically fruit, orange halves, and grape jelly, so
right.
Basically fruit.
Right, and you're not going to see a hummingbird on a seed feeder. You're going to see it on a hummingbird feeder, which feeds them nectar.
Okay, so, but a hummingbird now, see, a hummingbird to me, being, again, a not-too-bright guy, is that that's a different kind of bird. It has a long snout, if you will, or whatever you call it, that goes in and sucks up the nectar or tastes the nectar, versus a bird with a beak.
Yes.
And so all birds with beaks aren't eating seed, is what you're saying.
They all have different capacities in terms of how to open either seeds or with the type of beak that they have. And of course, Suzanne is a biologist and knows a lot about that. And I've learned a lot about that from her. But also a hummingbird's beak they've just done some research again to find that it has more of a pump-like function.
Versus
a straw, but also versus capillary action. And, you know, it's not just the tongue coming out, mm-hmm. which is very long, by the way, but it's more like a pump system going in. So you see it vibrating in the hummingbird feeder, but it's that action happening so fast.
Well, there you go. We'll see. All this is very interesting to me, and let's get to more specifics, and so we'll go to our biology
to the expert.
That's
right.
And she's giving me the look now.
That's
no pressure.
What
That's right.
are you going to ask me now? I just wanted to know what day of the week it is. No, we want to talk about some of the other things that you mentioned. We covered hummingbird, different liquids and so forth, and the seeds. So classify, if you will, for me, the difference between is there a carnivorous bird versus a bird that just eats fruit, or they're all birds and they just have different diets?
Mike, it's all about the beak in the birds, from what they're feeding. The seed-cracking birds, like cardinals, everybody recognizes because they have that big triangular beak and they can crack open a very heavy seed, which is very important in being able to stop the birds like blackbirds that can't open heavy seeds. So you can switch to safflower or seed and let cardinals eat, and the blackbirds don't eat it. Other birds, like chickadees, which people are very familiar with, will take a seed and fly off to a branch and open it up by holding it in their feet and cracking it open and just eating the meat. That way they are feeding a little bit different, but they are eating the same seed. Those birds are actually also insect eaters, so they're going to eat seeds and insects. And a lot of birds that you think of as being just backyard birds are eating everything. They're going around your yard and cleaning up some of the insects that are in the bark of your trees. And especially in the winter, they're getting them so that they're not going to come out in the spring. That's their winter food. So you can help your bird feeding by having a backyard bird habitat, as well as feeding them and giving them water.
All right. See, all those things that we're learning. And so it's different than just the robin eating the worm.
Yes.
That gets up very early in the morning. Let's talk about a couple things that are happening at the store. You have a customer appreciation day in September, and that's when people can come in and get free seed. No, what happens on that?
We do a lot of celebrating on that day. We've also established a tradition. There's lots of trivia questions, the games to play. We have lots of fun. There's food. There's refreshments. And you know, it's a time that we can really have our customers enjoy it. One of the things that's also tied into it is something called the feeder swap. And we have a feeder swap tradition where people bring a used feeder that they do not want anymore in whatever condition that it is in, and they can swap it out for 20% off of a new feeder. And, you know, go on our website to find out the dates of these things. The thing that we do with all these old feeders, which we collect in a big crate out front of our store, is that during the year we try to fix up as many as we can so that we can donate them to schools and retirement centers get those people to enjoy bird feeding as well.
So the old feeders end up getting a new home after getting fixed
That's
up
correct.
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Is there a phone number people can call and talk to someone and say, I have a question before I come in?
Absolutely. It's 401-826-0606.
All right. And you can call and ask questions or talk to Suzanne if you want intelligent answers or...
That's the one. That's correct.
The one,
yes.
That's the one you want to talk
about. I have no idea.
Now, you might be able to tell from the way the interview is going here that it's a pretty relaxed environment at Wild Birds Unlimited. And I think that, Jane, you probably add to some of that relaxation.
I guess my laugh is
pretty
loud.
Trademark laugh.
Yeah.
But it's the kind of thing that is... It's not a hospital. It's not. It's not a funeral home. It's designed to have people enjoy themselves, enjoy life, and add to their quality of life. Right?
Absolutely. I mean, we love people. We call them by name as long as we can remember their name, and it's a wonderful place to come and get the information that you need, and to have some fun. You know, one of the things that we have fun with our staff. We have fun with each other, and we do a lot of laughing at the store, and so that really relaxes people a lot. They can kid around. They can also get the information, and so it's a really enjoyable environment.
Okay. I mentioned earlier, and we just kind of touched on the bird bath thing, and I want to talk about binoculars in a moment, but let's just go back to the bird bath thing.
Okay.
Tell us the different kinds of bird baths and why.
Okay. Well, bird baths, the type of bird bath is very important, and the reason is that when birds are taking a bath, they're very vulnerable, and their footing is very important in terms of being able to get away when there's a predator, because predators are going to focus in on a bird bath. So the bird bath cannot be too deep. It also has to have the type of surface area that birds are familiar with, something that looks like a rock, something like concrete, mm-hmm. or we even have some stone ones as well. And this is something that birds, they understand, they will come and feel more comfortable with. And so we look for, you know, bird baths that are going to accomplish this, because it's not necessarily so much fun as a decorative thing if the birds aren't using a bird bath. It's much more fun if the bird is also using it.
Well, that makes great sense. All right, we talked about binoculars. So, Suzanne, tell us a little bit about binoculars.
We have a great selection of binoculars at our store. We have compact binoculars, medium-sized binoculars, and full-size. And it all depends on each person to which one that they would want to use. You can come into the store and try them out to see how usable they are. Everybody's got a different way of using them. Some people only want to use them in their backyard. Some of them want to take them out on a hike. Some people want to get a full-size pair of binoculars and go see the most elaborate bird that they possibly can because they heard about it on a rare bird alert. Every different one can be a different binocular. So you can try them out at our store. And bigger isn't always better, as some people would lead you to believe. When you see people with huge binoculars, that doesn't mean that's the one that you have to get. That just means that's the one that that person is using. If you're just using them at your window, just get something like a medium-sized binocular. You can leave it on the windowsill, pick it up, and then when you see a different bird in your yard, you can say, aha, I'm going to get a closer look, and I'll be able to identify that. And if you don't know what it is, you can always call us or come in, give us a good description, and we'll help you identify it.
There you go. So identifying different kinds of birds that show up in your yard. I know that a lot of people that listen to our radio station listen to our bird show that is hosted by Ray Brown, and he's always talking about different kinds of birds that have been spotted and so forth. If you had to guess, Richard, would you say that there is a 30%, 25%, 50% of the people that come into your store are real bird watchers or just people like me that want to have birds in their backyard?
I would think more often than not, it's just, you know, folks that have some interest in seeing birds. They may not be experts. They may not be able to, name every bird that they see. So is it 10%, 20% that are the experts? I'm not even sure, Mike. What I could tell you is everyone that comes in enjoys it, and they all seem to think it's a little bit of a refuge to come in.
Right. It's the kind of thing I'm sure that a lot of people say don't necessarily intend to start becoming interested in. It just kind of grows on them, right?
It's almost like it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. Mm-hmm. Because if they notice something in nature, whether it's bird related or going on a hike or whatever, that it changes them. And all of a sudden they come in and they're hooked and they just, I have to do this. And it's wonderful to see that because they have experienced what we've all experienced, which is that when you're watching nature, we're changed inside. We become more relaxed. We're not so stressed out. And, that's really important.
This is a great hobby because you can participate as easily as you want or as intensely as you want.
Really, the sky is the limit, but it starts in your backyard. And the thing that we do most at the store, we listen, we troubleshoot, and we solve problems before they even start. And we don't want to waste people's money or time. And we want the hobby of bird feeding to be as clean and efficient and enjoyable as possible.
Well, I think you made that very clear today that if people have questions or they're interested at all in any way, they just have to stop in. They can call, they can go to the website, and Richard, they'll also find things on the website that come up, events that come up periodically, things like that.
Yeah, I really encourage folks to go to our website. We spend quite a bit of time and effort updating it, and we do have events throughout the year. We've had beekeepers present at the store. We have something lined up with someone who bottles their own maple syrup. Hmm. So different
events and different things of interest to people that might be in this category, as I say.
Exactly. Right. And I just want to mention how grateful we are to WCRI for the relationship that's been developed and for inviting us down here to the station. Very much enjoy it. And again, it's been a great relationship.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in today. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And Richard and Jane.
Yes.
Thank you all. And it was very interesting. I'm sure we barely scratched the surface of all the things you do and all the things you can talk about. This is just an indication that you should get to Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick, right down near Trader Joe's. And we'll see you all next time on Company Break.